Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Time now to hit the skins. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? We'll grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on our refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
I'm rocking my Don't Sleep
very good
this morning.
Very nice.
Love
like it. Like it.
Love Don't Sleep. All right. We mentioned it. You heard in the update. The Commanders have signed veteran guard Sam Cosmi to a 4-year extension. Good for him. Contract is worth potentially up to $74 million. $45 million guaranteed. $45 million guaranteed.
And like you mentioned earlier, he's not going to be spending that money on haircuts or razors.
No.
So, I mean, that's just more money to his bottom line.
He's going with that traditional O-lineman big ugly look.
Good for that guy.
God bless him. Second round pick out of Texas. Remember, he was originally drafted to play tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved him to guard. And JP mentioned a good comp to Brandon Sheriff, who they did let go. I think Sheriff, I feel like, was holding out for very, very top dollar. Also different regime.
Yeah.
That's what I think the biggest thing which jumps out to me is that the previous regimes often botched contracts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kirk Cousins, number one. Brandon Sheriff, number two. You could probably think of others where these are guys that should have stayed with the organization because they were performing well.
You also heard so many stories about Dan being cheap. You know, and the stadium falling apart, and they hadn't put in real money to update it in years and years and years. Yeah, makes sense.
And you're seeing the new ownership group, they're refurbishing the stadium. Because we know they're going to be there at Northwest, it's now known as Northwest Stadium, for the next probably 6 or 7 years.
What are they saying, 20... 30?
Sounds like they're targeting like 2030 or 2031.
Because even that's 2031 is probably optimistic if you think about the fact that they still don't have a site. They obviously don't have. If you don't have a site, you can't have a real architectural plan. And everything. You know what I mean? Like
they're a long way away.
They're a long way away.
Yeah.
They're still going to be going out to that dump, which is, you know, I feel bad calling it a dump because when they win, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
And we loved it so much when we did that first show.
We were also ever. Young. We were also young and green.
Yeah, but we walked in there.
We were in awe of the newness.
And we were like, wow, this is amazing.
I mean,
we
did our show. That was so long ago. Wasn't Paul Tagliabue the NFL yeah. commissioner. Yeah. Yes. That's a long time ago.
We shared next door urinals after he was on the show.
I remember that, yes.
Yeah, me and that old man, we were going pee-pee together.
Sure.
We'll never, ever be that close to Goodell.
That's fine.
You think we will?
I don't know. I don't rule out anything.
Well, we don't ever go to events where
we went to like a player. Oh, he wouldn't show up at a player's party. That'd be the last place he'd show up. Anyway, I do think it's also interesting that there's this sort of this idea that they want to get rid of Ron guys. Well, Ron drafted Cosby.
Yep.
Right. So
that was probably his best draft.
Yeah. Give Ron credit. He actually stumbled upon one
good
draft.
Is Cosby his best draft pick?
Yes.
It's gotta be, right?
I would think so.
Unless you go with like St. Juiced.
Right.
No, I think Cosme's better.
I think St. Juiced has so much potential, but he's inconsistent. But anyway, it's a big deal. They got it done before the season. There's a big piece of that O-line. He'll be here for years to come. But again, if you look at issues, the offensive line is still certainly an issue on this football team. We don't know if they've got their answers everywhere else. So we'll have to see. Big game this weekend, obviously, against Tampa. You know, I'm just looking at the injury report, and, you know, they came out with the depth chart. We went through that yesterday. Johnny Newton still listed as questionable. Now, questionable is different now. I don't know quite what it exactly means.
Because I don't think they have a doubtful.
Yeah.
It's either questionable or
probable
or out.
Yeah. So, Daron Payne is questionable. I assume Daron's going to play. I know Mariota, I think did he back out of practice yesterday?
I think questionable is now the new probable. It's the new probable over
there. He's got a chest injury, right?
Yeah, he's got something weird. And then Trent Scott. So those are guys that are questionable heading into this game. Remember, it's not a 1 o'clock start on Sunday. So when you get all your plans and activities and your wife wants you to go run errands or whatever, you're not doing that at 4:25.
Oh, you got to get it done early.
Yeah, get it done early.
Go out to Harris Teeter or Giant Safeway at like 8 in the morning.
Right.
And get it done.
Everybody's ready at 1 p.m. All right. They're not going to watch the Commanders, but they're going to watch all the rest of the NFL at 1.
Well,
so it's pretty much 1 until you go to sleep.
Yeah, but some guys don't have that kind of pimpin.
Almost
guys,
everybody is going to watch from 1 o'clock till they go to sleep.
No, I think some guys, they got to do stuff. Like their wife makes some.
I got a soccer game. It's at 10:30, I believe. Yeah. Done.
Jason, this is a good week. For you to like drive around and see guys sitting out in front of Starbucks like at 2 o'clock,
they're just
like,
losers.
Just question like, what are you doing?
Right?
Dude, what are you doing? Like, there's like 7 games on right now.
Right.
But if I was out at the same time, I'd be a loser too.
Yeah, I know. I just mean like social experiment.
Yeah,
you go out and like what are these people doing with their lives?
Yeah, I mean, people go take hikes on Sunday afternoons at 1 o'clock.
Right.
If you go hiking with
your
wife or girlfriend,
those people,
they're losers. That's what you are.
Well, I'm just saying for that crowd.
I think you're a loser if you do it on a Saturday too.
There are some people that have young kids.
Yeah,
I know.
They can't just sit there and watch football for 12 hours. No. We're in a little bit of a different.
I will be driving
part
back
of life.
From Durham during the early slate. Mm-hmm. You think I'm not going to be asking one of my kids in the car, "Hey, what's happening in the Cowboys Browns game? I need updates.
Can you get the Red Zone channel on an iPad, potentially?"
I guess that's possible.
What
sure,
time are you
sure.
leaving Durham?
TBD, but probably like
11, 10, 11.
Might be earlier. Might be like
8.
Might be like 9. Might be like 9 o'clock.
Why don't you just like eliminate the stress?
I mean, I wanted to at least see my son
for breakfast.
Know, yeah, you maybe do breakfast and then throw everybody in the car and then drive north.
I get that.
Fast.
But I might duff him in the morning and just to hightail it.
No, we'll do breakfast and then hopefully like a southern biscuit, gravy, sausage gravy, and then hop in the car, speed home.
Right.
Well, if the Commanders played at 1 o'clock, since it's your job.
Oh, then I'd be leaving
you'd leave at 8, 7, 8.
I'd leave at like 6.
Yeah.
That would be the move.
You're going to miss your boy Kirky at 1 o'clock against the Steelers.
I'm going to get Kirky updates. See him throwing balls to Drake London.
I'm intrigued by C.J. Stroud versus Anthony Richardson.
Mm, yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Good one. Now,
plus Caleb Williams at 1.
Got to get it back.
So I often like to look at last 5, even though it was last year. Mm-hmm. But with the Commanders, I really think it's not relevant. Terrible coaching staff. They're completely turned over the roster, right? 30 new players.
Yeah.
So we're just going to ignore the fact that we're coming in on a four-game losing streak.
That means nothing. That means zippy.
Right, so just throw that out.
All Ron's rejects, for the most part, turned in those duds.
Actually, I don't even think this thing is correct. The last five.
By the way, EB, you want some optimism for Jaden Daniels facing the Tampa Bay defense?
Yeah.
I'm stealing these nuggets from Derek Brown from Fantasy Pros. He's a good follow on Twitter.
Oh, that's true.
Last year, Tampa Bay allowed the third highest passing yards per game, the eighth highest yards per attempt, and the 12th most passing touchdowns.
So there's some opportunity there.
And the Bucs ranked 21st in pressure rate last year. Have a hard time getting to the quarterback.
Well, they do. Everybody hypes up Todd Bowles and his pressure packages and his blitz packages. So they're going to give him different looks. That's for sure. You listen to all the analysts. They say that he's licking his chops to have a shot here at Jaden. Question is, will Jaden and the offensive line, will they all be in sync? Will they be able to respond?
Last season, Tampa allowed the second most passing touchdowns and the eighth highest deep completion rate. Well, Jaden might be going bombs away to Terry McLaurin. Oh, Dobby Brown streaking down the sideline. Here's a deep ball for you, sir.
What do you make of the fact that, I don't make much of it, but that Dobby was early on listed as in the top three of the receivers, and now he's in that sort of second tier.
I don't read too much into depth charts.
Who took his spot? McCaffrey?
McCaffrey's elevated kind of on the depth chart, but I don't read that much in the NFL depth charts.
He'd be the last time they faced each other. Taylor Heinicke led the Commanders to a win.
Is that when he dove for the pylon? Was that against Tampa, or was
that a loss? Yeah, they lost. That was the
playoff game. They lost to Brady.
Yeah.
With nobody in the stadium.
I can't remember when
they played
it was.
Him. I think in the regular season following that.
That following.
Do you miss Chase Young going Heinicke? You miss that bit?
No.
I know you don't miss
that
bit at all.
But just getting back to kind of like the last five, you want to know, I do think it's somewhat relevant with Tampa. And I guess it was like their last six or so. They beat Carolina. Don't take too much stock in that. They beat Atlanta. They beat Green Bay. They beat Jacksonville. They lost to New Orleans. And then their last regular season game, they beat Carolina again, 9-0. Not super impressive.
Tampa's minus 170 on the money line, so pretty heavy favorite to win.
I looked at these analysts on USA Today, all picking
Tampa.
I like that.
Go against the grain.
I like that.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk more NFL, more Commanders too, with Brian Baldinger, Odyssey's NFL insider. He'll join us next here on.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Fan. Time to head to the BetQL guest hotline in just a bit. We'll be joined by Brian Baldinger, trying to track him down. And so join us to break down Commanders Bucks and the rest of week one, which starts tonight in about 12 and a half hours.
I'm pumped to have him on weekly because he's as good as anybody at breaking down film each and every week.
It's fantastic.
Super passionate about it. Very knowledgeable. I mean, there are a lot of guys that do that nowadays.
Yep.
You see quarterbacks doing it on YouTube. You see guys like Greg Cosell, but Baldy's up there.
I wouldn't know the first thing about breaking down film. I love what these guys do, the film nerds. They're amazing at it. I wouldn't know the first thing I'd be looking for or looking at. All I do is I can look at highlights.
You follow the ball.
Yeah, I can just look at highlights, and I can tell if somebody blew an assignment maybe and your quarterback gets destroyed. Mm-hmm. But I can't break it down schematically like Baldy.
Well, it's also it's really tedious.
Logan Paulson or the million other people that do it.
You could do the basics.
The very basics.
You could
basics.
Do the basics like there's seven guys on the line right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to run the football.
I would be the worst film bro ever. There's no way I can do it.
It's all. Have you ever seen the All 24, which I'm sure you have, it is very tedious. There's no audio accompanying it. You don't have anybody kind of holding your hand through it. You really got to watch it and lock in. Yeah,
you're not breaking down cover two versus cover three versus quarters.
I don't know what a Tampa 2 defense is. Am I supposed to know that?
You kind of do. That's a basic.
I don't think I really know.
I always forget when somebody's like, they're running out 12 personnel or it's 11 personnel.
I don't really know the X, the Y, the Z. I don't really know it.
I just like watching guys score touchdowns, break long runs, accumulate fantasy points.
That's what it comes down to, I mean, fantasy
that's
guys.
That's the way I digest football.
When you tried out for Eleanor Roosevelt's football team.
Yeah, and for 2.5 days.
Yes, it's been documented. You didn't even last three full practices.
Now, to be fair,
I tried to
get into football when I was a junior in high school. I had no experience whatsoever playing it because my parents were too scared for this dainty temple of a body.
You're
to be
also
out on a football
like
field.
5'7". I mean,
you 5'8".
5'8". You're trying out for the old line.
Maybe 5'9" in high school.
Yeah.
Now you're shrinking down a little bit.
You know what? I'm starting to think. I've said that. When I had my physical, the doctor said that I was an inch shorter, but my wife went for her checkup yesterday, and she was an inch shorter. I think that the doctor, somehow changed their ruler system on the wall or whatever the heck's going on. There's no reason we would both be 1 inch shorter than a year ago.
If you buy into any of these reels that I watch with all these gurus, you can fix your posture, which can help your height. You really can. Especially a guy like me, my posture is pathetic. I mean,
you're a slumper and a slouch.
What about stretching?
I don't have my shoulders
back. What about
back.
Stretching?
Stretching.
Yeah, that can help.
There's one guy swears he gained inch and a half or so just doing these hanging stretching exercises.
Hanging around.
Yeah. Says he went from 6'1 to 6'3.
Hanging from a bar and stretching his body out?
I didn't see. Hey, listen, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm calling shenanigans on the doctor who has measured both me and my wife and says we're both 1 inch shorter than a year ago. Something changed there.
Possibly, or you just got a bad measurement a year ago. Who knows? It's very imprecise. when they
totally
kind of, when
they
put still the bar, yes, yeah, still put the yes bar that comes yeah out of your head,
like the
money
ruler
metal
and
bar
the pencil.
Yes.
It's not that
I don't even think she does that. I think she does it with like the wall.
Yeah, stands up.
I mean, there has to be a better system. Much like there's a better system than the stupid chain gangs that we're going to see on the sideline for the NFL. Right. Come up with a better system.
Right.
Please measure people properly.
Right. Yeah, I think, but I do think shrinking in like bone deterioration and all that other stuff, that is a real thing.
Of course.
You know, that is a real
thing. Am I getting osteoporosis as we're talking? I need more calcium.
Dude, I'm telling you, it was eye-opening for me when my doctor told me a long time ago that I actually had arthritis.
Okay.
And I thought that was for, you had to be like 80 plus.
Sure.
I'm like, what do you mean I got arthritis? I'm like in my 40s.
Mm. Dude, I've had it in my ankle since I was 20. Yeah.
And then every surgery you get, it's inevitable you're going to get arthritis sooner.
Last surgery I had, vasectomy.
You have arthritis of the penis.
You count that as a surgery?
It's definitely, yeah. I mean, it's not a surgery.
It's a procedure.
What about colonoscopy?
No.
Procedure.
That's a procedure.
I think vasectomy is a minor surgery.
A minor surgery.
If you count that as a surgery, like, what about LASIK? Is LASIK?
Haven't had that. That's telling you. This body.
They call it eye surgery.
This body, very few scalpels have touched it.
But hold on. A vasectomy, they're literally cutting you open and you're bleeding, right?
Yeah, that's surgery. I don't care what JP says.
Yeah, if it cuts you open and you're bleeding, that's
surgery. They don't put you to sleep. It's like 10 minutes.
Doesn't matter. We need all the doctors listening. Do you consider a vasectomy a surgery? 800-636-1067.
I think it's a 100% surgery.
100% chance they consider
it. I think it's a surgery. Put it this way. I don't know because my wife always goes right down the old slide. Like when you have babies and you have a C-section.
Yeah.
You're not out.
Well, that's
right?
Definitely a surgery,
that's
too.
That's definitely a surgery, too. Yeah. They're like moving your organs all around.
Maybe it's a surgery.
I think it is.
If that's a surgery, I might be in the double digits on surgeries.
Well, yeah.
You probably are.
You're riddled with
arthritis.
Because
do you call an endoscopy a
your
surgery?
Body's hurting.
No.
That's not a surgery,
Where
right?
They just throw something down your throat? I don't think that the little camera down your throat.
It's about the same. I'll tell you this, an endoscopy is about as invasive as a vasectomy. I've had both.
I understand. It's invasive and I'm sure it sucks, but they're not cutting you open. I think the line is cutting you open and blood.
Right. I think you're barely surgery cut open on the vasectomy.
I mean,
dude, you saw the hairy guys when he had right?
Yeah, Steve.
Well, you have to take off your pants.
Steve, the guy who lived in the yurt.
No, but didn't you see when they cut him open?
Yes, I was right there.
Yeah.
I was basically a doctor for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
There's no scar left behind.
There's definitely a scar. You want to see mine?
You got a scar?
I got no scar. It's small.
Where exactly is it located? Can
you have such
delicate?
a dainty, delicate skin system that you have a scar?
Is it like your potato sack?
No, it's very, yeah, it's very small, though.
Yeah.
Well, how do you see it? You're really looking down there?
I mean, I inspect the goods sometimes. You have to. I mean, it's one of the most important parts of your body.
I think definitely people that have had complications, like my brothers, who look literally like an eggplant afterwards, they would consider it a surgery.
And not the silly eggplant emoji. Not
no,
like
it kind of did kind of look like that.
I think based on the definition, I think the vasectomy is a surgery.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, people are calling.
Why are you listening to him? He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I'm not.
We're going to do what Drab hates. We're going to take unscreened calls.
Perfect.
Okay? Sorry.
Love it. It is an open line Thursday, by the way. We're sleeping on the fact.
I can take an unscreened call, Valdez. It's okay.
Open line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it is where you live, Ricky. That's where you live.
All right. Hey, what's up? Who's this?
Hey, this is Nick from Riverdale.
All right. What do you think, Nick? Is that a surgery or what?
I had a vasectomy 2 years ago, and they absolutely put me to sleep. It is absolutely a surgery.
Absolutely a surgery.
Yeah, I would agree.
They didn't put you to sleep? You were awake.
So awake.
Yeah.
I was the most awake.
Yeah. Were you traumatized by it all, or it was fine? No problem.
It was fine. I was right back to my old self.
Hey, good for you.
You gotta make sure that you don't have a slip up in like the first 10 to 15 times after.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we can all address that in a couple days.
Sure. That's no problem.
That's not a problem.
You gotta get rid of the old. I have no problem getting rid of the old inventory.
Yeah.
To make sure there's nothing live there.
But there is a relief when you can fire off blanks.
Sure. I'm drawing so dead every time.
I'm trying to think what was more humiliating for me. I've had some fairly humiliating experiences. Like, we all have to do the colonoscopy, right? Yeah, it's part of life.
Sure.
But I do find it, I've had two now, extremely vulnerable. You're on your side. Your cheeks are hanging out. You know, they're putting the vacuum cleaner in there.
Yeah, but they just give you the propofol. You just don't care.
I like that. But until then,
yeah,
I don't like putting on the gown. I feel like a sissy.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
You just feel vulnerable.
So vulnerable. And I turn over on my side, and my whole backside's hanging out.
It's right there for all those nurses to see.
And they're all looking at you.
Yeah, but they've seen it a million times.
I know they have.
It doesn't even affect them.
I know, but luckily I'm just embarrassed.
Yeah.
But luckily you're asleep. And like within 3 seconds.
But then I was doing those treatments for the, where they do the wave therapy.
Sure.
And I was getting literally in female stirrups.
Mm-hmm.
I was going into this office in Rockville. And just a guy I just met.
Yeah.
You know, he probably barely qualified. Mm-hmm. He I just put my feet up in the stirrups and he put some gel on my,
yeah, sure,
potato sack.
In a sensitive area.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, and then we're talking about Kenny Anderson. And,
yeah.
And he's just...
That's random. Yeah. Kenny Anderson?
He's from New York City. Who's a point guard that we were talking about.
Is he shooting like radio waves at your,
yeah,
at your nether regions?
Yeah, so for 10 minutes, I'm getting these radio waves on my boat. You know,
yeah.
Did you tell him to put a 106.7 The Fan? Yeah.
Radio waves. Right.
Nice one, JP.
But then
like
the other one, I've had three... I consider these traumatic, emotional, difficult things. I can't understand how women feel when they go in for all their checkups and everything.
Of course.
Is when the doctor noticed microscopic blood in my urine, which can be fairly normal, but he wanted to make sure I didn't have something horrible. So I went in there and the surgery center.
Right.
It wasn't about, presenting itself.
I mean, maybe like a thumb.
Yeah.
I mean, like nothing. Nothing.
I understand.
And they have a spotlight.
Yeah.
And everyone, all the nurses are coming over there and they're spraying stuff and they're flopping around. And
sure.
And it's and then he puts the pipe cleaner in there and then it's a show.
Yeah.
They have to put the camera in there.
I don't like that. Don't like the sound of that.
That's humiliating.
Let's go to Dr. Bob.
Can we have a doctor listening?
I mean, allegedly. I have to question his bona fides.
Actually, he might not.
Cakes always does the bona fides.
I have to figure out where he went to med school.
At least see if it's legit.
I mean, come on. We got
to
do a little
bit. If he went to one in, like, Panama.
It could be Dr. Bob that Jason used to subscribe to his picks.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Bob.
He was good for at least 1 year.
Dr. Bob, undergrad and med school, where did you go?
I went to the University of Scranton undergrad, and I went to Temple University Medical School.
You love Pennsylvania.
Nubs. There you go.
You love Pennsylvania.
That's
so
all right.
More than Pitesy.
What's wrong with Temple?
It's all right.
I'm still an Eagles fan.
All right. What do you say on the vasectomy? Surgery?
It is definitely a surgery. There are, there's a spectrum of surgery. You've got a minor one like a vasectomy. Then you've got, the resection of the aorta. Which is a major surgery.
Ooh, that sounds pretty major.
It is definitely considered surgery. And I do colonoscopies. So that's a procedure. That's not...
Not a surgery. Don't you think the cutoff is bleeding? If you bleed, it's a surgery.
Yeah, if you remove a skin cancer, that's a surgery.
Yeah.
I mean... you're not going to bleed to death, but, you've got to sew it up.
Dr. Bob, what percentage of your patients actually perform, I don't know how to say it, during the procedure of a colonoscopy?
What do you mean perform? Make a duty?
Yeah.
Oh.
how often have I been excreted upon?
Yes.
Yeah, splattered.
That's very rare, fortunately, because when you go in, you make sure the first thing you do when you get splattered upon once, you'll never make this mistake again. Mm. You always suction when you first go in.
Okay, good.
Anything interrupt the mirror.
The whole thing is so horrible.
Because it happened with a buddy of mine. A buddy of mine did that.
Embarrassing.
And it happened. It was all over the table.
Yeah, but hold on. That's why you do all your clean out. Right,
I know, but he didn't do it. He didn't do it enough.
Wasn't thorough.
He wasn't good.
Hey, Dr. Bob, how do I know if my aorta is leaky? Because if it's leaking, then I am going to bleed to death. How would I know that? Scary.
You're not, as they say, it's going to be over soon. Because if your aorta is leaking, you're not making it.
Oh, that's trouble. That's real.
I think that's kind of what happened to Craig when he
isn't that how John Ritter died? I think he had like a
ruptured aorta,
like exploded.
Yeah.
If that happens, it's sayonara.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the cheery call.
If you happen to be in the hospital, you'll be okay.
Yeah. The cheery call. We asked him to call.
Yeah, but he had to talk about exploding aortas.
I think we've hit death thongs and divas today because wearing his shirt against the divas.
There you go. Game
death
worn.
Death and dongs right there.
What is this going to fetch on the interwebs? Game worn.
I think
from
I'll be honest with you. You want to do an experiment? I think you get $1,000 for that.
$1,000
I'm not kidding. Well, I think if you put sign that it. On eBay,
we all sign it.
You sign it.
Yeah. Well, if you all sign it, I would keep $1,000.
Would you put it on eBay? But see, it's still sentimental, and you're a hoarder.
Kind of, yeah, I'm kind of. Yeah.
So you actually wouldn't do it.
Both of those things.
You wouldn't do it.
I probably would keep it. I don't know why. Just but, hanging in my closet.
It's so dumb.
I don't know what I mean.
It is.
I'll never wear it outside of here ever.
Maybe I'll put mine up for auction for $1,000.
Sure.
That'd be the minimum bid.
Minimum bid's $1,000.
Yeah, and then if nobody wants it.
I would put it up with the buy it now, $1,000. Boom. Somebody buys it.
You know what,
that's
Cakes?
All I need.
Let me take a picture of you, and I'll put it up as the Junkies Poll of the Day, brought to you by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. I can cut off your neck. I can cut you off at the neck.
It's all
good. Just get the jersey.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll do it.
Hey,
I'll do it for the bit.
Drabby, what's going on with the Baldy? He's finally
he called me back. He's in Brazil for the Eagles game.
Oh, okay.
And so he was having trouble with
little
connection, but just talked to him. He's going to come on next segment.
All okay, right. Very good.
All right, good.
All right, so let's
probably scuba diving. Isn't that his thing?
Well, I mean, if you hear the Eagles players, he's locked into his hotel room, basically not going out on the streets
because
the NFL have ramped up the security for all the players because apparently Brazil's butt dangerous.
Brazil's a poop show right now. Yeah.
Right.
Gotcha.
Darius Slay was on a call, was basically saying the NFL told us not to leave our hotel rooms, not to go out on the streets.
Well, imagine, tell that to Ricky
then
Pearsall.
He kind of got slapped down for it because he was basically causing a panic. And he's like, no, I'm good to go to Brazil. I can't wait. So Baldy will join us live from Brazil. We'll talk about the Bucks Commanders game and more with him next here on the 4th annual Crab Kickoff on the Fan. Time to head to the BetQL guest hotline. We're joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. It's Baldy checking in from Brazil.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Baldy,
good morning.
Baldy.
Good morning, guys.
How was that flight?
God.
How was that flight? You live in Florida. You live in Florida, correct?
Yeah, I have a place in Florida. Florida, New Jersey.
Yeah. How's your Portuguese down there in Brazil? Decent?
It's Poco.
Okay.
Paquito, I guess. Paquito.
Okay, very good.
That's Spanish.
Paquito.
Close enough. All right, so we'll get into that game in a bit, but we're here in D.C., and we're all pumped to see Jaden Daniels' debut. Are we getting over our skis a little bit? Because he's obviously a rookie, even though he's the number two pick. We know his accomplishments at LSU. They're well-documented. He's on the road against a Todd Bowles-coached defense. Are we expecting too much in game one? How do you see this game playing out, and how do you see Jaden playing?
Well, I mean, Tampa's a very good team. They've won the division 3 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of good veteran players there, Vita Vale, Avante David. I mean, you just go through the roster, it's good. They upgraded their offensive line. The one thing, you know, I think Jaden and Cliff and Dan, they know that these pressures that Todd Bowles literally draws up in his sleep, they're coming. And so do you have an answer for it? Are you going to be able to handle it? What are you going to do when it comes? Is it because it's not just third down and seven. I mean, he's got different pressures from everywhere on the field. He's very unique like this. So I think that's a big part of what they do in the pass game. I mean, you know, it's a good defensive front. They have added a lot of talent. Kalijah Kansi, you know, Yaya Diaby. Some of these guys, people don't know their names, but they're good players. They've been drafted high. It's a good blend of defense. So it's going to be a great test, honestly. Like, this is a good football team and a team that will really compete for the NFC South. So, look, it's a good test for Jaden in the group. It's a rebuilt offense, a lot of new offensive players, receivers, whatnot. It's going to be a good test for him right away.
Baldy, I think that I think the receivers for Tampa are really going to give the DBs for Washington a tough day. That's just my gut feeling, because Mike Evans and Godwin are veterans. You know, Evans scores 13 touchdowns a year. They drafted Jalen McMillan, quick guy, in the draft. So they've got three legit receivers. You've got Rashad White. I just think that they're going to give problems to the secondary, because that was one of the major issues for Washington last year.
There's no doubt. I mean, they signed Michael Davis, who's, came from the Chargers, and he's had a lot of good days. He's a big corner. He's 6'3". He plays big. Maybe I don't think they're going to, put somebody on Mike Evans and travel him like that, because Mike can line up anywhere. But, you're going to get tested by those two guys. This Jalen McMillan, I watched him in preseason. All they did was talk about this kid. He was the guy that nobody really talked about at Washington.
Yep.
But before there was Roma Dunze, there was Jalen McMillan. And that's who everybody was talking about going into the season. And so down there, they were looking for a third receiver. They've been looking for a third receiver opposite Evans and Godwin. They feel like they found it. Baker thinks they found their third guy. So, the secondary was the worst and most porous in all of football last year. They gave up 39 touchdown passes. They can't come anywhere near that this year. They got to work at getting that down into the 20s this season. And so this is a good first test. Because you get to the red zone, Mike Evans might be the best. I'll just say this. I remember one day talking to Kurt Warner about the greatest show on turf and red zone offense and what they did. He goes, look, Baldy, you drop all the plays you want. Sometimes it's good just to throw it to Larry Fitzgerald in the end zone.
Right.
Put it up on the rim, let him go get it. And that's kind of what Mike Evans has been. He's been maybe the best red zone receiver in this league over the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Baldy, what do you expect? You mentioned Bowles. And what he's known for and dialing up these pressures in his sleep. Give us an idea of what we can expect from Joe Witt and Dan Quinn in this defense, because I know you can't glean much from preseason, but, man, it sure feels like we're going to bring our share of pressures too. I think they know that they're kind of maybe under-talented, and they're going to have to take some risks. They're going to have to gamble.
I don't think there's any question. I mean, Dan Quinn now left Dallas, 3 years defense coordinator. They led the entire National Football League in takeaways over the last 3 years. We saw Deron Bland come from being a part-time nickel back to leading the league with 10 interceptions last year. Mm. I think he's going to do a lot with Jeremy Chinn. Jeremy Chinn kind of fell out of favor in Carolina. Look, it was a bad organization. He's a good football player. Frankie Louvu, you talk to anybody that's ever had him on their team, whether it's the Jets or Carolina, like this guy is going to be a good blitzer for him. He's an off the ball inside linebacker. He's going to do a lot. He's going to move those guys around. They had a guy named Donovan Wilson that played for Dallas the last couple years, number six, I think, and he was like their do all type guy. He was a linebacker. He was a blitzer. He was a slot defender. He was a safety. I feel like that's what Chin's going to be in this defense. I'm just talking to Dan. He said he's going to have multiple roles like that. So he's going to bring the heat. You have to. You have to find out. I think the right tackle is very, very average in Tampa. Like, I'd go after him. They got a rookie center. I think very highly of him, Graham Barton. But, you got to find out how he handles game day, his first game day, and what Dan might do to him.
We're joined by Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. So you're in Brazil for the first game ever in South America. Two NFC favorites are going to clash as the Packers take on the Eagles. We saw Jordan Love get his big bag of money a few weeks ago. Jalen Hurts, he faces off against him. He had a little bit of a down year stats-wise. I think he was nursing a knee injury for a good part of the season. Kellen Moore comes in to run the offense there with Philly. A lot of good subplots here. How do you see this game working out?
Well, neither team, like a lot of teams in this preseason thing, like they didn't play any of their starters. Matt LaFleur chose not to. Same with Nick Sirianni. Okay. The Eagles scrimmaged a bunch. Washington scrimmaged a bunch. So maybe they got a lot from that. But, game day, you worry about a couple things. One, just the basics, taking a snap, just being efficient, not turn the ball over. All those things are basic. But, tackling is always a big deal. And then conditioning is always big. I don't know what the weather's going to be like tomorrow night. It's going to be probably pretty cool. So, but the field's going to be a factor. Like, these soccer fields sometimes don't hold up as well for players that are used to just cutting on a dime on NFL fields and NFL turf. So I'm going to be on the field pregame. I want to check that out. But I think both teams are playoff teams. The Eagles have a very good roster. Now, they got to put it together. They got to do it. There was a horrible collapse last year. The coaching makes a difference. But Green Bay, like, Matt LaFleur has done a fantastic job. He's lost coaches. He's lost players. He's lost Hall of Fame players in Aaron Rodgers. And last year, the way that they played down the stretch in the postseason, you can't dismiss that team from being able to beat anybody. I think that getting Josh Jacobs is really something that Matt LaFleur is going to use a lot of. I'm a big fan of Josh. He led the league in rushing 2 years ago. I don't think he's lost a lot. I think they want to run it. They love playing their tight ends and their young receivers. But this is a team in Philadelphia that should score a lot of points. It just should. I know Jalen was banged up, but Kellamore is a good coordinator. He knows what he's doing. They've installed an offense that has a lot of quick sets, gets the ball out quick, and they've got talent everywhere. I mean, I just think the Eagles will win this game, and they'll play very well offensively. I don't think they're going to be a great defense yet. It might take a few weeks before they figure out what Vic Fangio really wants.
Yeah, I feel like it's almost a prove-it season for Sirianni based on what happened last year, right? Because 2 years ago, great season, go to the Super Bowl, lose to the Chiefs. But I feel like the way the season ended last year, the injury to Hurts, other guys were banged up, Devontae was banged up, and then how embarrassed they got in the playoffs to Tampa, right? I just feel like it's a prove-it year. And we're talking about new running backs joining new teams. I think Saquon's just going to have a big year. I think they're going to use him a lot, don't you?
Yeah, no, they are, in a variety of ways. Look, you know, if you're Nick Sirianni, and Nick is a straight shooter, I don't know, I like the guy, but you can't have an organization do more for your head coach than what they just did. I mean, you get them Vic Fangio, you get them Kellen Moore, Doug Neusmeyer, you get them a brand new staff. You get Saquon, you go trade for Jahan Dotson. Whatever anybody in Washington thinks about Jahan, they love him in Philly already. They needed a slot receiver. That's what he is. So they'll figure out ways to use him. Defensively, all they did was just plug holes all over a secondary, a defensive linebacking core that was awful last year. I mean, all they did was just add pieces. And the roster got a lot better. And so it's on Nick now. And I think that's how Nick looks at it. I think that's how all fans should look at it.
Baldy, enjoy your time in Brazil. We're looking forward to you joining us throughout the NFL season. We're pumped for it. Have a good time down there and have fun watching the Packers take on the Eagles. We appreciate the time.
I can't wait, guys. It's gonna look like a World Cup atmosphere down there tomorrow night. I can't wait to feel it. And get back and talk about week one with you next week.
Perfect. Awesome.
All right, thank you, buddy. Yep. Be safe. Thank you, pal.
It's Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. When we come back next, we'll be joined by Dave Richard. He'll have all the answers for your fantasy football lineup questions. 800-636-1067. Is the number, the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Dave Richard from CBSSports.com, next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.